This hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. With Carl and Linda. Linda's a little bit under the weather. It's been a long weekend. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And today, of course, is July the 21st. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. It's Monday, so we've got a big week today. We're going to start with, we're going to have politics this week. Chief of Police is going to be on this week. He's back. A lot of stuff's been going on since he's been gone. Trying to round up the rest of the candidates that are running for city council. Today, David Kehoe, who is not a candidate for city council, but he is a county supervisor, is going to come in and talk about crime and crime and business, and a few other things today. But let's start off with our friends Josh Wiley from our Wells Fargo Advisors about what's happening on Wall Street. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, we have a lower open this morning to start the week. Currently, the Dow's down 69 points at 17,031, while the NASDAQ's down 13 at 4,418, and the S&P 500's down 6 at 1,972. Oil's up 47 cents at $103.60 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.26%. Gold's up $6.30 this morning at $1,317, while silver's up 13 pennies at $21.02 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Disney's up a dime at $85.92, Home Depot's down 21 cents at $79.87, while Goldman Sachs is down 43 cents at $171.04. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. The stock market, as we know, is volatile. All of the finances are volatile with what's going on in the world. So you want experts on it, people that can tell you which way to take a look and also to help bring you to financial freedom. Again, 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors. What's the weather look like, Bad Bob?
It looks like isolated showers and thunder showers later on this morning, then partly cloudy and a high near 88, so more muggy weather. That will continue into tonight. The overnight low will be around 67. Mostly sunny for your Tuesday. A high will be near 92. Currently in Reading, we have 67 degrees with the report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
So how did you sleep last night? Sleep okay?
Reasonably warm. Yeah, it was a little warm, a little muggy. We kicked on the air, and we try to make do with the swamp cooler, but it was not the best.
Yeah, it wasn't seem like a little humid there yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The best thing about it, if you're not feeling well, is a good night's sleep. And Linda got a great night's sleep, and she's still sleeping when I left this morning because of this illness that she has. It's not an illness, but she's just not feeling real good right now. But in our sleep number bed, my sleep number setting is a 40, and I sleep so well in the bed. And now sleep number's even done more. They've brought in sleep IQ technology that fits onto the pump for your dual air technology bed, which means that Linda can have her own side, her own firmness on her side of her bed, and I have mine. But the sleep IQ fits on there, and it will send you messages on an app. You don't have to wear anything or anything like that. And about how you slept the night before, how much you moved, and maybe possible suggestions of changing your sleep number. And I think that's a great idea. Now, the only way you're going to get that is to go down to the sleep number store and ask them about that. And right now, the C2 Queen mattresses with Sleep IQ technology starts at under $1,000. That's right. How much is a good night's sleep worth? How much is it worth for the next 20 years? Made in America, guaranteed. Can't say much more except to head on down to the Target Shopping Center and look for our Sleep Number store there. Talk to Brian or Janice, and they're going to put you on the bed there and let you feel the difference with Sleep Number. All right. Okay. Did you go to any of the shows this weekend?
Well,
ABBA or Chicago or anything like that, or the cover band.
We attempted to go see Chicago. Got out to the college yesterday for the matinee. Yeah, it was packed. In fact, I saw Bob Corlock out there walking away, looking all dejected.
They were taking people in for Chicago. That if there was a seat there, they'd move everybody in. Or they'd have somebody come in. They were filling individual seats. It was absolutely filled, and there's a reason for it. It was really, really a good production. It was a class production. It's probably one of the best I've seen since I've been in Reading. I've seen some pretty good productions there, and I tell you, through in Reading. But Dean Monroe and James Santos have pulled off a coup here, and the people in the cast are just really, really good. Wade Riggs said this is his last, his last hurrah. and he just, he's going out in a blaze of glory. Wade Riggs just did a great job out there.
Hmm. What role does he play?
He plays the lawyer in it.
Oh.
And he sings, but his acting ability is just outstanding, too.
Trying to picture Wade singing in some
Wade can sing. I know, because he said, look, if I don't have to sing very much, but I tell you what, he can sing, and he holds his high note. Long enough, he takes a watch out, he looks at it, puts it back in his pocket, one of those things. But it was absolutely packed in there yesterday. I mean, you couldn't have gotten another person in there. And then on Friday, went to see the cover band for ABBA and at the Cascade.
Oh, that was kind of a retro thing, huh?
Oh, well, I tell you what, ABBA, it's like Fleetwood Mac. Of course, I'm a little bit before your time, but ABBA, 74 was their first big hit, they went out.
That was in high school.
The sound at first wasn't good. It was. I'm not sure why. It just wasn't that good. But as each song went on, they got better. And because I think they were having to dial it in and adjust it in. But the show itself, they dressed like ABBA. Their costumes were designed out of the ABBA Museum. They took them and they just so that they were exactly the same. So you had the two girls and the two guys, but they had a big, three backup singers and a band there. Anyway, the people were dancing. First person who was up had to be told to sit down or move to the side. Was just like this, 80-year-old lady. She was up and going for it. And so, then she and her husband were over there. It was great. It was absolutely fab. It was super. Music is, music is a uniter. I really believe that. People of all ages, of all ethnic groups, everybody can like good music, whether it's ABBA or Fleetwood Mac or ZZ Cool or whatever that is, or ZZ Rock.
ZZ Cool?
I don't know. I just made that up.
The little old rapper from Texas.
Well, I guess that is easier. I'm going to take a break now. Okay. James Gardner passed away.
Yeah.
There was an
actor with some depth and some breadth to it.
He did. And he seemed like a good guy. He says, I played the good guy. He says, I'm just really lucky. I guess the writers wrote me that way. So I thought that was interesting. He became so famous for playing, Maverick and then, of course, the Rockford Files. But then he made hundreds of commercials for, Polaroid?
Yes.
And the girl he made it with was not his wife, but everybody thought they were married. In fact, she had, one time she said, he's not my husband during the commercial.
Yeah.
He's not my husband. So, but James Gardner passed away, 86 years old. I mean, it's one of those people that have been in your life. I mean, he's been in my life my whole life.
Yeah.
And yours.
And he wasn't out there saying, making political statements, and he wasn't out there wanting to, impose his views. He just went out and did a good job of acting, and I respect that.
Different times.
He was a craftsman.
He was. And he was some of the big acts, too. So James Gardner, dead.
Gardner, yeah.
Gardner passed away. Age 86. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We have got music. We just talked about music. We're bringing music in as soon as we get back. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460, 66 degrees out there. Chance of rain, slight chance. We'll be right back.
If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got your place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when they're pretty.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab it and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. We are all blessed to live in such a beautiful and bountiful area of California. If your home was built before the early 1990s, chances are that many of your water-using fixtures in your home do not meet today's strict water-conserving codes or standards. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at www.wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Look for Wallner online or in the Smart Yellow Pages.
Big League Greens is proud to support the Red and Colt 45s, and they're grateful for the support the community has shown them over the last 10 years. Come and join Big League Greens for a week-long celebration as they say thank you for their first 10 years, July 28th through August 3rd. They're looking forward to you joining them for the next 10. New leagues are forming now for softball, indoor soccer, inline hockey, volleyball, and baseball. For more information, call 223-1177, extension 105, or check them out online at bigleaguedreams.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm a queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried.
In, don't let them see.
Be the good girl you always have to be.
Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Let the storm rage on.
have some distance makes everything seem small. And the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me.
Welcome to welcome back to Free Fire Radio and Kids Unlimited. Hey,
Thank you, July.
You guys are great. Hey, give yourselves a hand here.
It's early. I'm not sure most of them are awake yet.
Oh, yeah, well, that's, you know, we have that same problem. We just don't wake up to like 8:10, even though we're here at 6. Don Hess.
Yes.
It must be
Kids Unlimited.
Tell us a little bit what's going on.
Oh, we've got an amazing show this year. End of last year, I asked the kids what they'd like to do, and they gave me some ideas, and we came up with Animation Nation. So these are all songs from animated movies. Probably over the last 50 years or so, we've got some great ones, and of course, I'm sure the audience recognized that one as like the hottest song from Frozen this year.
Well, yeah, that was nominated for, did it win the Academy Award? It was nominated. It did win the Academy Award. Okay, well, you know what? Every time we go to see the show, we're just astounded by how good, you know, what talent we have here in town with our young people.
They are amazingly talented and so good to work with.
You must be doing something right, because once you get them when they're like 6, they're yours to what, 18?
Well, some of them, yes. But most of them I have for 5, 6, 7 years, something like that. Some of them come for 1 or 2, mm-hmm. you know, life changes, and not everybody's able to make the commitment forever, but a lot of these kids have been in for, I don't even know how many years.
Well, let's start with our lead singer here.
So Michaela.
What's your name?
My name is Michaela Moore.
Okay, move in a little bit, Michaela. You're singing well. You're singing beautifully there, so hop in. How long have you been with Kids Unlimited?
This will be my 6th year with Kids Unlimited.
Oh, okay. And what grade are you in?
I'm going to be a junior at Enterprise High School.
Okay. And you must like this, huh?
Yeah.
What other things do you do?
I'm in the chamber singers at Enterprise, and I'm in the jazz choir at Enterprise.
Okay. Well, look, let's take one of the two, three, how many guys?
Four
guys. Okay. One of the four. You're closest, so you get to.
Micah. Hi, I'm Micah, and this is only my 2nd year in KU.
But he's hooked.
Yeah.
So what grade are you in?
I'm going to be a junior at Enterprise also.
Enterprise. Okay. So how do you like this? You say it's your 2nd year.
How come
you try it out?
I don't know. Well, I'm in Starship at Enterprise, so it just kind of all the people there kind of dragged me into it.
So you kind of y'all are a bunch of gypsy singers, huh? You just go from school event to school event to great shows like this. How many of y'all are involved in like the Christmas show too?
The
you know down at the
Oh, the Cascade? Some of you have been in it, haven't you?
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, yeah. So, you know, it's always a pleasure, Dawn, having you here, because your people sound so good.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
Now, when's it going to be?
It is this weekend. I know there's a lot going on, but it's this weekend. Friday and Saturday, we've got three shows.
Okay.
7 o'clock each evening and a 2 o'clock matinee, and this is at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
And say again, three shows?
Three shows, Animation Nation. Tickets start at $7. So, you know, it's a cost you that much to go to the movies.
Cost you that much for two cups of coffee.
Yeah, so bring the whole family. They'll love it. They'll absolutely love it. And you'll recognize
you always. You know what? You always love it. Because you guys are just really great, and it's just and some of you've been in here before. Mm-hmm. Raise your hand if you have. Okay, almost everyone's been in here before. I'm starting to recognize them, and I'm thinking, I've seen this person before someplace. You know,
yeah.
Where would I be seeing a 15-year-old? Right. So now it's in here. Okay, let me just get a couple more people in here too.
Emily,
right there. Okay.
Hi. My name is Emily Arnell, and this will be my 7th year in Kids Unlimited.
7th year. Oh, wow. You must like it, too, huh?
Yes, I do.
And what school do you go to?
I go to Enterprise High School, and I'm going to be a senior this next year.
Cool. Anybody here not from Enterprise? Okay. I must have just been lucky. I see you stacked all the Enterprise people up front there, right? Well, give me – okay, here's another young man in the back there. Why don't you fight your way up forward? So of our big studios here.
Hi, my name is Kyle.
Yes.
And this is going to be my 2nd year in Kids Unlimited. I'm going to be a sophomore at Anderson New Technology High School.
Anderson New Technology High School. That's a pretty cool place. They have all types of neat things there.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody here from Reading School of Arts, or is that? Oh, okay. Fight your way up here. There you go. And who are you?
Perla Howard.
Perla Howard.
Sorry.
All right, and you're from the
Reading School of the Arts.
Reading School of the Arts, and how long have you been in?
This is gonna be my 6th year. Yeah.
6th year, really? I watched you because you're kind of tall and you're standing back there. But I noticed, Dawn, when you went like this, her eyes just like a hawk, locked in. She was ready.
Well, we try.
Well, you know what? You know what, kids? I don't know if everybody tells you this. Maybe. Yeah, well, you're called Kids Unlimited, so I can call you kids. How much you all are appreciated in this community for what you do. And, I mean, the amount of work it takes to put this on, you know, my wife's an entertainer, and, you know, Linda knows this. And I know how hard she works when she's putting on shows. So I can just imagine what it's like to be in high school and having to get all this stuff done because you've got so many other things going, including studying and all those things that have to be done also. So, and Dawn, I know how hard you work on it. So,
you know, I wouldn't do it if it wasn't rewarding working with kids like this.
How could it not be? You know what? Music, we were just talking about it. Music is that general, you know, they had ABBA here this weekend.
Right.
Anybody go see ABBA this weekend or the cover
I
band?
I kept them a little busy this
weekend.
Oh,
you probably did. Yeah, okay, next week, right. But, you know, music from their big hit, one of their big hits from 1974 when they won the European contest. They kind of like the European Idol won that. But their music, they sold 500 million copies. Only people sold more Beatles than Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
And so, but what it was is though, is their music transcends all different types of groups and everything. And that's what music can do. And I hope we never lose our music programs and all the music, you know, the things that people do in our schools and that.
It enriches our lives.
It enriches
so
our lives.
So much.
Right.
If you can imagine a day without music anywhere, it would just.
Doesn't work. It's
doesn't,
a bummer.
Doesn't
All right.
work.
You've got another song. Okay, we're going to be giving away tickets in the next half hour for Kids Unlimited, but we want to finish out with a song. So which one is this?
Okay, you'll recognize this one from The Lion King. Nick, step forward.
This is Nick, and Nick's big enough to take up this side of the studio. Okay.
Tigonya. Kitsi baba
Tsigunya
baba Tsigunya baba Kitsi baba
Yeah.
day we arrive on this planet. I'm blinking, step into the sun.
Unlimited this weekend. We're going to be giving away tickets in this next half hour. So thank you so much for
thank
coming
you.
In, Don Hess and Kids Unlimited.
Thanks for letting us come.
Pardon me, lad. Where would you say a lucky Irishman like myself could get a nice cold one? Maybe you'll find me a lucky lady.
Oh, not to worry, young lad. I myself is from the lucky land of Ireland. Come with me. There's only one place in Reading where the Irish tradition lives on.
The party is always on downtown at Shameless O'Leary's. Shameless invites you down every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for 3 for $3. Three drink specials for $3. Like $3 20-ounce Coors Lights, and you call it on all Smirnoff drinks.
Oh, Danny boy, I reckon that's a hat trick.
Over 100 whiskeys behind the bar, and Jameson on tap. $3 drinks every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night downtown.
Oh, Danny boy, the people love the food down here.
The corned beef Reuben, the shepherd's pie, and the black and tan onion rings. And don't forget about Shameless every Sunday morning for brunch with a build-your-own omelet bar. Come party downtown at Shameless O'Leary's, where it's always a good time.
You'll come for the food, but you'll stay for the cheer.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training, 999-1822, or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews and register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning. Monday morning, June the 21st. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. 66 degrees going up into the 90s today. Possible chance of rain, 20% chance of rain today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. It is the North State's nutrition expert. Well, it's nutrition. It's the North State's Nutrition Center for a Healthy Lifestyle. It's located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. They've got it all there. They have nutritionists there free. We'll give you free nutritionist classes. It's free, just like that. And they have an in-store deli, which isn't free, but it's great. Everything you can possibly imagine is down there. You walk into Orchard Nutrition, you just feel healthier. Everybody is friendly. Everybody knows what they're talking about. Orchard Nutrition. Located again in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, or give them a call at 244-9141. My guests today are the incredible. You know what? You guys are incredible. You know, I kid around. I know who you are.
Yeah.
Debbie and Tom Johnson. I mean, I can't forget that. I was trying to think of some more superlatives for you, because you two do things that are so wonderful for this community. This honor flight that you do is just, I mean, anytime I talk about this, I'm just touched by what you do for our World War II veterans and our Korean veterans. And you do it out of love.
Absolutely.
And look at you. You're starting to tear up a little bit here.
Well, not only that, Linda's got to be sick to have missed those kids.
She is. She was. You know what? I don't know what happened this weekend, but she she was just – last night, she was starting around 6 o'clock. You know, we got back from Chicago, which was great, great musical. I mean, you know, it was just really, really good. Local people. And you can tell James Santos touched this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And for Dean Monroe to bring him in, what a coup it was to get him back from Vegas for this thing and to put this thing on. It was just outstanding. Going to have Dean on this week, too, to talk.
Yeah.
Sold out. You can't even get tickets for it. Anyway.
So this is music to our souls, not only the kids and the musicals going on around here, but what this trip brings to the World War II veterans.
Can you tell our listeners, I mean, there may be, you know, we have a lot of new ones every day, every week. What exactly is Honor Flight?
You want to try that one?
All right, yeah, I'll take that on.
Honor
Flight, actually, Honor Flight Northern California, which is our hub, is a part of the Honor Flight Network, which is located in Ohio. And it's been going on for quite a few years now, since 2005. And it's what we do, and it started out this way, is we take World War II veterans back to Washington, D.C. to visit their memorial. It only took them 60 years to build their memorial, and by that time, most of these guys were too old.
Right.
Or
my mother gave money for that memorial.
Yeah.
For
a lot
memorial.
Of them. Yeah.
But
a lot of them.
But
did
I got
give
her.
To build.
I got her there.
Yeah.
So, but it was, you know, right at the end of her life. So.
So in a nutshell, that's it. We take them back there, and we take them free of charge. We raise the money, and as soon as we get the money, we schedule a trip. We usually take 50 people at a time, usually 30, 32, World War II veterans, and the rest are guardians to take care of them.
Now, let's think about this, my friends out there. Now, these are World War II veterans. These are men and women in their 80s and 90s.
Hundreds.
Or hundreds.
Yeah.
And they want to go back and see this. Okay, it's something that has been probably one of the more pivotal parts of their lives was this. So what Tom and Debbie do is when they set this up, because they have lots of people that are putting their names in. Unfortunately, you're losing them probably very quickly, too.
Yes, we are.
But
absolutely.
They put their name in, and then so they select these people. Everything is free for them. Everything. And the trip, the rooms, the food, everything. And then you have attendants that are
guardians
that go with them for the ones that may need some help. Guardians pay their own way.
Yes.
Correct.
Back and forth. And then you give them an unforgettable weekend.
Can I read one?
Sure.
This says, Dear Debbie, thanks so very much for your time and energy to make this trip for me to the memorial. It means so much to me in the twilight years of my life. I am sending you a few bios I give to visitors at Pearl Harbor when they come by my desk. I am at Pearl Harbor every year, November 15th to December 15th. If I'm not there, I will always greet everyone on the, I'm sorry, the handwriting is a long written five other, there's a monitor that he uses to go to classrooms. Uh-huh. And this is Delton Walling, and we took him a couple years ago. And he goes there every year, and we have part of what he does. He sent us his pictures. He sent us his ship.
He's using computers.
And he's going into classrooms via the Pearl Harbor Memorial so that it reaches those folks who can't travel to Hawaii. It's amazing.
So he goes back and Skypes it in.
Yeah.
Wow.
I brought a whole bag full because you guys always ask us, you know, what happens. And I have this to go back to sometimes and read how they feel and how excited they get. We have an application I've brought that Carl can see, but you can't. And they send us pictures, and they talk about what went on in their lives. They tell us the boat they were on. They give us tons of information. And when we partner with the Northern California Veterans Museum on the history project, we have documented a lot of these.
I was wondering, do you have the ability to, because you've got them on the airplane,
mm-hmm.
and you've got them there, is taping their stories?
We have, yes.
Okay. Well, we have done that. It's usually, it just don't usually fit into the program, mainly because it takes time. And the history program that is run out of the museum, the Smithsonian.
Right.
And that's where the history program goes. We do all the taping and everything, and we send them back there, and it's put on file.
Great.
But yeah, the trip just doesn't, because it takes about an hour and a half of an interview to get.
Oh, okay, because you ask a certain.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Okay, now we're the big thing though is that you don't. I mean, even though you pay a lot of this out of your own pocket, and I know you two do. We need to raise money to be able to take them back, take our honored veterans back, and to pay for this. So how do we do this?
Well, part of it is what we're doing right now, get the word out. And I think I need to let Debbie make an announcement, because we have done 18 flights now, and all them flights have been from throughout Northern California. This flight that we're putting together right now, Debbie will tell you about.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. I like lead-ins. the
nice segue, Tom.
Yes. Here, yes. Because we started with the entire state and part of the West Coast, more and more hubs have arrived, we decided it was time to bring it home.
Right.
And we live here in Shasta County, so we are doing a Shasta County community flight, which means when we have the money to start calling the airlines and making all the reservations,
the folks from Shasta County will be the ones that go on this trip. So our very own World War II veterans who have not already gone to see the memorial will have a chance to go with us. And, of course, we're asking our lovely, wonderful community to come forward and help us with those funds.
All right. So how can they do this?
They can donate via our website, which is honorflightnorcal.org. They can call us at 530-357-3380. We can give them addresses to send in checks. They can sponsor a fundraiser for us. If there's someone out there that wants to hold an event and donate the money to us, they can do it that way as well.
So say you take all 50 back to, back to D.C. and back. How much does that cost?
Right now, it's with the price of fuel, the airline tickets are pretty expensive. It costs us about $45,000 to make a trip.
To make a trip. Do the airlines give you any break at all?
We do negotiate with the airlines.
Yeah, I mean, it's a group right there. I mean, you're taking a bunch of people back
on
this. Yeah.
And we have, and I might as well give them a plug because they have stepped up. Virgin America has...
Virgin America?
Virgin America.
All right, ring that bell then. Virgin America, which is owned by a Brit.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah.
And they stepped up.
Yeah, it doesn't entertain.
And they wanted to be our airline.
So they've been doing it, huh? Good.
But we make them work for it every time.
Well, but you know what? If they're doing it, they've stepped up to be Virgin America, which is owned by the British guy.
Branson.
Yeah. And I just find it almost sad. I'm glad he's doing it.
No, when you think about it, it's not.
Because we did so much for the Brits.
Exactly.
Okay, I understand. No, I understand it, but you would think there'd be an American coming and says, hey, you know what?
Well,
we can match that.
Yeah.
For Honor Flight Northern California, other hubs in other states have other airlines.
Have their angels out there, too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to build me a flash ad or a card or something like this so we can put it on our website so we can have it up there all the time so people can just link to you.
Yep, we can do that.
And what we're going to do is cut a PSA for you. So come in today around noon. With a spot like we usually do, and so we can get this going. Okay.
Okay.
All Very right.
Good.
Tom and Debbie Johnson, who have done so much for our community, but Shasta County, Honor Flight Northern California, and all the proceeds will go to take our veterans right here back to D.C.
100%.
100%.
None of us. Nobody gets involved.
Nobody gets paid.
Nobody gets paid.
You all just do it out of the goodness of your heart. All right, Carl and the Bod. We'll be right back right after these messages.
In the aisles this Friday and Saturday at Kids Unlimited Music and Dance Extravaganza at the Reading Civic. Waterworks Park invites you to support the talent of our local youth as they sing, dance, and act their way into your heart with music from some of your favorite animated movies. You'll think you're attending Broadway's smash hit of the season. Kids Unlimited. You've never seen anything like it. Kids Unlimited, changing our local children's lives in Reading for years to come. Tickets on sale starting at only $7 now at readingcivic.com.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. We are all blessed to live in such a beautiful and bountiful area of California. If your home was built before the early 1990s, chances are that many of your water-using fixtures in your home do not meet today's strict water-conserving codes or standards. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at www.wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Look for Wallner online or in the Smart Yellow Pages.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460. It is 7:51 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. 66 degrees out there, going up in the 90s. 20% chance of rain today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. They have it all. Estate jewelry. Loose stones. The only trained watch repairman in the whole area here. All of them at Four Winds Jewelry. They have a great selection and providing the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California. Leonard and his associates there are just outstanding. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Okay, you know, and we're talking, you know, so many other things are off, put things off the front page, but the Islamic State used to be the ISIL. You remember that in Iraq, and he's fighting down there? Well, they've achieved a first in over 2,000 years. They have forced all the Christians out of Mosul, which is the second largest town in our city in Iraq. They said you can stay, but you either had to convert or pay this tax that all non-Christians must pay or leave. That's it. Apparently, they left. And so for the first time in 2,000 years, Christians, for the most part, are gone from Mosul. They were Assyrians over 2,000 years ago, and they converted to Christianity about 2,000 years ago. But the Assyrians have been in there for a long time through all their centuries and all through all their history. So now they've just been pushed out by these terrorists who have literally gone to their homes, taken anything they want because you're a Christian, and have taken anything they want and terrorized them and now forced them out. I guess using the word crusade, right? I guess that's probably not the right word to use. All right, other things that are going on in the shoot down of the Malaysian airliner. It just gets, you know, worse and worse. On this one, you know, they're
bizarre.
It's bizarre. You know, first of all, Linda says, you know, Linda asked me, she says, why? Why would somebody shoot down an airliner? I mean, what was it? And I'm trying to come up with all these bizarre scenarios. And the only thing I could come up with that you know, to me was besides the fact they just felt like they could do it and they felt like they should to make a statement, was that they were practicing on a jet flying high like this at 30,000 or 40,000 feet. They were practicing. And somebody pushed the button by accident. That's one. I haven't seen anybody else say that. The other one is that they were trying to make a statement. But the bottom line is that they killed all these people. And the Netherlands is just in shock. 199 of their citizens dead. 80 of them were going to an AIDS conference to try and fight, you know, the latest in the upsurge in AIDS. Yes, upsurge in AIDS and HIV has been occurring in the world in some places and in some groups of people. Homosexual men, gay men, there's been an upswing, a big upswing, it appears, by the numbers from the Center for Disease Control. But anyway, they were on this. There was children on this flight, and they were shot down. And I, for one, cannot figure out any reason that they thought they were a threat. So why would they shoot it down? Anyway, the rebels are in there, and they are picking up the bodies. They're not allowing the Netherlands in there. And they're stacking them in railroad cars, refrigerated railroad cars. 100, I think, I forget how many bodies they've gotten in there so far. But there's, I think it was 290 killed. And so they're stacking them into the railroad cars, refrigerated. You know, you can say, oh, God, oh, that's horrible, it's horrible. Well, at least they're recovering them and they're putting them someplace where they are, will be, the cold temperature will at least, preserve what they, you know, preserve them so that they can then find out who they are. Though some, I guess, have already been identified. This whole thing is such a fiasco and such a horrible tragedy that you just have to try and figure out what's going on with that. All right, there's something else happened. We had a there's a lot of things that are going on here. I mean, the border. I mean, I can't, you know what? Do I get into the border? The border is such a mess. I don't even – frankly, what do you say about what's happening at the border except that the people there – are overwhelmed, and the fact, oh, Perry is moving National Guard to a parts of the border. Governor Perry is moving to a small area in the border. He's moving a National Guard there. Probably not a bad idea. Now, plans to house these thousands and thousands, and it is thousands and thousands of illegals, even though, you know what, have you noticed they've even stopped using the word illegal? They're calling them immigrants. They're not immigrants. They're illegals. Okay, I wasn't really young then. But they are. They're illegals. They've stopped using the word illegal in front of the word immigrant. Instead of saying illegal aliens, they're calling them immigrants. Can you see what's happening here? Can you see the way they're trying to bend the people's will? And but it's not working. You know, hundreds of towns, thousands of people are rallying against this. But here's a news flash that just came in. Plans for housing thousands of illegals are moving forward, moving them to Long Island, New York, Beverly Hills, California, Marin County, California, Malibu Beach, California. Thousands of illegals are going to be moved there and housed. Just kidding. Of course they're not going to go to Beverly Hills or where Steve Joe, where the guy from Zuckerman lives or any of these. They're not moving them to Nancy Pelosi's area or Dianne Feinstein's area. They're not moving them there. Where are they moving them to? How about warehouses, deserted malls, and abandoned schools? How about those? How about in the cities? How would you like to have 5,000 kids dropped on us here? Maybe we put them out at Stillwater. Except there's no facilities out there.
Yeah.
No. Okay, so we can put them someplace else. How about that brand new mall we got down there in Churn Creek? Oh, don't have that one either, right?
Yeah.
How about that car park out? Oh, no, we don't have that one either. The equestrian, don't have that one either.
And the fairgrounds is busy right now with the fire.
Could have put
that's where the command post for the command post for the bully fires down there at Shasta Fairgrounds.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Dave Keough, supervisor, District 1, is going to be with us for the first time. Dave doesn't do a lot of shows, and I don't know why, because when we asked him, he said, okay. So I was like, oh, okay. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley down there on 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's. And you walk next door to the lowest tobacco prices in town and all the e-cigs, different flavors and sizes you can imagine, the best walk-in humidor in all of Northern California, maybe all of California. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. They're treated with respect. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, when we come back, I'm going to talk with Dave on crime, businesses, a number of things. And I talked to Dave earlier, and he's got some ideas. I'm not even going to address them right now. It's for him to do. But it's when you hear him, you say to yourself, "Oh, that's." Why not? Why don't we do this? That kind of thing. But he's going to explain all that to us. The other things that are happening this week, tomorrow, Michael Quinn will be joining us, who is running for city council, will be joining us. So that's tomorrow. But right after this break, we've got Dave Kehoe, supervisor, Shasta County, District 1. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Secretary of State John Kerry is headed to Cairo today. He will push an Egyptian ceasefire plan for Israel and Hamas. 20 Israelis and hundreds of Palestinians have been killed in 2 weeks of fighting, including during a major ground battle in Gaza yesterday. Dutch forensic investigators are in Ukraine. They've told the armed separatists guarding train cars full of bodies from the downed Malaysia Airlines jet that the train must be allowed to leave within hours. The experts, who specialize in victim recovery and identification, are also heading to the crash site itself. Ukraine's prime minister says the Netherlands should oversee the investigation.
Ukrainian government is ready to transfer an international investigation to our Dutch friends.
Of the nearly 300 victims, 192 were Dutch. Another was Dutch-American. Also at SRNnews.com, President Obama has added sexual orientation and gender identity to orders barring discrimination in the federal workplace. He denied a request from religious groups and conservative leaders for a religious exemption. However, language from an amendment by former President George W. Bush that allows religious groups to hire and fire based upon religious identity will remain in place. Private jet manufacturing is taking off, though demand is rising for only some of the super luxury items.
Manufacturers and sellers of some private jets and used planes are recovering from the Great Recession when corporations pulled the plug on plane purchases. However, recent signs of strength have been seen in large cabin planes, while sales of small and mid-sized planes stall. Credit markets also have yet to fully recover, making some private planes more difficult to finance.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. Wall Street, the Dow is down 111 points. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Verizon is launching a nationwide loyalty program, but there's a catch.
To sign up for the program, customers must initially consent to have their movements tracked so Verizon can target ads that match their interests. Customers can eventually opt out of the tracking and remain in the rewards program, but the rewards are higher for those who remain in. The company says no personal information is given to advertisers. The program's already been offered in a few states, and industry analysts say it led to higher customer retention rates.
That report from SRN's Wally Hines. Firefighters in Washington State could get help today and tomorrow from calmer winds and cooler temperatures. Wildfires have burned more than 370 square miles in the Pacific Northwest, claiming at least 150 homes so far. There are almost 1,400 firefighters battling the flames. By midweek, there could be some rain, although forecasters say there's also the risk of lightning. This is SRN News. Dozens of residents have returned to their homes following a freight train derailment in Slinger, Wisconsin. Some 100 homes were evacuated last night after 5,000 gallons of diesel spilled.
A tour bus caught fire on a busy stretch of a New Jersey highway last night, but State Police Lieutenant Brian Polite says bus passengers were able to escape the blaze.
There were occupants on the bus as the bus caught fire, but all of the occupants made it off safely.
Passengers were transferred to another bus to continue their trip. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy grabbed his third major championship by winning the British Open. The 25-year-old McIlroy has already won the U.S. Open and the PGA Championship. McIlroy finished at 17 under par. That was two shots better than Ricky Fowler and Sergio Garcia. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bod, good morning. It is June the 21st. It's Monday, and it is 8:05 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's start off with our friend Josh Wiley from our Wells Fargo Advisors telling us what's the latest on the market. Hey, good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are in the red to kick off the week. Currently, the Dow's down 112 points at 16,988, while the NASDAQ's down 22 at 4,409, and the S&P 500's down 11 at 1,966. Oil's up 73 cents at $103.86 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.24%. Gold's up $4.40 this morning at $1,315, while silver's up 11 pennies at $21 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Nike's down 74 cents at 76.78, 3M's down $1.05 at 143.83, while Pfizer is down a quarter at $30.48. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at this time, 708, 808, 908 in the morning, and they're here to help you make your decisions on investments, on your annuities, on those 401 plans, help you with finding that one path that's going to lead to financial freedom, to financial stability. But you have to call them first to make an appointment. 243-7561, 243-7561. They're right here in town on Park Marina Drive, our Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, Bad Bob, what are we having for weather today? Is it going to get hot or is it going to rain?
Well, Carl, are looking at our current weather here in the North State. We have 73 degrees at the studio right now. Chance of rain this morning, possibly some thunder showers. That's kind of mixed news. We could use the moisture, but lightning strikes are definitely not a good thing. High will be around 90 degrees today. Overnight low will be 64, a little bit better than it's been for the past few days. Muggy conditions will continue, though, into tomorrow with a high of about 94. Once again, it is 73 in Reading. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, 365-3793, and they offer senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane.
All right, let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Sally?
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to call him and let people know what's happening at the Tea Party tonight at 2570 South Bonneview Road at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Saturday last, several of our members attended the Foundation for Applied Conservative Leadership Seminar, and they came back really excited about what they learned and wanted to share it with the people who are interested in becoming involved politically, how to be more effective politically, or if they are interested in running for office, or if they're interested in helping someone else get elected who's running for office. So we are going to do that this Monday and probably next Monday as well, because there's so much information that they want to share with everybody, and we just want to become more effective.
Okay. And what time is that tonight?
6 o'clock at Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Everybody needs to organize out there. Everybody needs to get out to vote. You know, last time when there was a 20% voting rate, which is abysmal,
yeah.
But we were higher than the rest of California by a 0.2%. So, you know, I think the more knowledge, the more people walking on the streets to get, or, you know, getting people out to vote, the better it is. So, no matter what organization it is.
Yeah. Got a lot of people running for city council this time, and if you have a candidate that you want to support, this will teach you how to do it more effectively.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sally.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, it's the heat this weekend and in the past week has just been it takes your breath away and it warms your eyes. Do your eyes get hot, Bob, when you walk outside? They just dry up.
It's
sometimes.
Yeah,
well, I tell you what,
been rough the last couple of days with this humidity.
I tell you what, well, Martin and his people over at Alliance Heating and Air for over 20 years have been providing outstanding service when it comes to heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day on emergencies. You got to give them a call at 221-2642. They are absolutely professional and they treat everybody like family. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. I'm joined today by Shasta County Supervisor Dave Kehoe. Dave, good morning, Dave.
Top of the morning to you, Carl. Thank you very much for the invitation to talk to you and your audience about crime in the city of Reading.
Tell us a little bit about Dave Kehoe. Well, I mean, I know you're kind of a fixture around here, but you know what? We've only got like 18% of the people that kind of they go out and vote, and they say, "Okay, I've seen Kehoe, but who is this guy?"
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're in a lot of places, but you're a low key guy.
I am pretty much.
You are,
Carl.
So.
I was born and raised here in Shasta County in the city of Reading. Attended local schools, went off to college, educated by the Jesuits, and then came back. And I think the paramount reason why I got involved in public life, at least on the elected level, was this: I live on the west side of town, as do you. And there was a proposal to build a large apartment complex behind my house. And I was concerned about that. And I was concerned that it would compromise the quality of life in our neighborhood. So I went to the Planning Commission, I went to the BAR, I went to the members of the City Council and expressed those views. In spite of that, Carl, they passed this apartment complex zoning, and it's been there, and it's been a problem ever since. And I think it's germane to what we're going to be talking about relative to crime, but let's come back to that.
Sure.
So I resolved, Carl, that if I ever had the courage to run for office, I would be mindful of what people in the neighborhoods had to say, and I would take that into consideration. And I think I've done that over the years.
So you've been in city council?
Yes, sir.
And then supervisor?
Yes.
And you've been a supervisor. This is your reelection. Have you ever run against anybody?
Oh.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Has been some opposition, yes.
I mean, they actually literally hopped into the race and ran against somebody.
Right.
Because I'd always heard is that you just – not. Nobody just ran again. I mean, that's not bad.
No.
Well, I would like to see people run all the time. But so this is your fourth term you just got reelected to?
Right.
Okay. Okay. I called. When I got for Dave to come on, I talked to him. I said, I want to talk about crime, business, those things that go along with crime. You know, in this case, and then, you know, which I think the homeless and transients is part of that.
Right.
And on this, for other questions beyond that, we're gonna find another venue for that.
Okay. We'll
okay. Because,
sure.
And, you know, because you agreed to come on under those auspices, and those are what I wrote. And I will honor those.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay.
May I start?
Sure. Okay. Well, let me take a break first because this way we'll take a break, then we'll have more time.
Okay.
All right. Our guest is Dave Kehoe Shasta County Supervisor, 1st District. We're going to talk about crime, punishment, homeless, daycare centers.
Sales tax.
Sales tax and a couple other things. We'll be right back.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
You'll be dancing in the aisles this Friday and Saturday at Kids Unlimited Music and Dance Extravaganza at the Reading Civic. Waterworks Park invites you to support the talent of our local youth as they sing, dance, and act their way into your heart with music from some of your favorite animated movies. You'll think you're attending Broadway's smash hit of the season. Kids Unlimited. You've never seen anything like it. Kids Unlimited, changing our local children's lives in Reading for years to come. Tickets on sale starting at only $7 now at ReadingCivic.com.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It is July the 21st. Yeah, I know. I'm 8:18. Yeah, I wish. 8:18 in the morning. 66. Is it still 66 degrees? You've had that up there for an hour.
It's 73.
73 degrees out there, going up in the 90s. Possibility, a small possibility, 20% chance of rain today. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Looking for a new, previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than 555 Cypress Avenue, or your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership at Crown Motors. I tell you what, these are great people down there, and they're going to be your neighbors making you great deals. Keep the tax money here. Keep it here.
Yes.
You don't need to go down to other places. They're going to make the deals for you here. Give them a call at 223-2177, and I can tell you from experience, their service department is just simply outstanding. My guest, David Kehoe, first time here. So we've kind of like eased into this.
You bet.
I asked Dave, and for a variety of reasons, it never worked out. And Dave came up to me late last year, or sometime, maybe it was just right here, and said, hey, I'd like to come on. And so then the elections came up, so and all that. So now, the big question, and this is what I've asked every city council candidate, even though you're not running, crime is on everybody's lips. Absolutely. I mean, it seems in the last 4 or 5 months, Dave, that it's just exploded. And this is, whether that's true or not, it is what everybody believes. Yeah. Everybody knows somebody that's been touched.
Right.
Everybody. I've been touched. Bob's been touched. I don't know if you have or not, but where you live and where I live, they're out there. So what specific ideas, what plans do you all have at the Board of Supervisors or that you're thinking of that can help fight this?
Well, first of all, let me put things into perspective. I think you're really doing our community a big service by having this as a topic to discussion, and I hope that you expand it a bit. As far as setting the stage, let me say this. Ever since I got the invitation, I've been talking to a lot of people in our community about what is perceived as the number one issue, namely crime in our city. Yesterday morning, by way of summary, yesterday morning, I had an opportunity to talk to a lady who is a successful businesswoman here in town, has numerous rental properties in Redding, in Shasta County, and she was telling me about all the problems she had, and she concluded her observations, Carl and Bob, by saying this: what has happened to our beautiful city?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I think has happened to our beautiful city. During the last 5 to 10 years, I think our community has experienced a gradual and insidious breakdown in social order and decorum. Civility at all levels has been diminished. You can see this at the city council level. You can see it at the board level. You can see it in daily discussions with people. I think the other thing that happened is that freedom of expression, which we all hold dearly, has devolved into rudeness and aggressive antisocial behavior. And I think, as you pointed out earlier, that negative examples of this can be seen in the media each day. People in our community, Carl and Bob, are... Thank you. People in our community are apprehensive and concerned about what's going on here.
Absolutely. And I think everybody's talking about it. But and it seems like it's kind of funny that it's taking a – and I don't want to be cynical about this, but in an election coming up, for people to all start coming up with ideas. AB 109 has been going on for right. 3 years. The jail has been full for – 3 years. It's going to take another 3 years to get the new jail built.
Right.
So we're here now and having all these problems. And we expect, and I think that you agree, that our elected representatives should be coming up with something and coming up with ideas on how to, at least with ideas to figure out how to handle this.
Well, I'm in complete agreement, Carl, but I see it as a little bit broader in that I think there are three parties to this relationship. I think there's the people that are involved in county and city government. There's the elected officials, and there's also the body politic. You know, I think there's a observation that is kind of widely held, at least by those in bureaucracy, that they have a monopoly on good ideas. That's nonsense. Members of your audience have good ideas. What we have to do is create a forum, and I'm going to talk about some of those ideas, where people can express those ideas, they can be evaluated, and then brought in to policy decisions. Let me tell you what's going on in our neighborhood. There are three things that I think are really impressive. Number one, as you probably know, there's some serious problems on Olive Avenue relative to the Sundial apartments. High level of crime, high level of antisocial behavior, prostitution, and the list goes on and on and on. And it's impacting that neighborhood. What the neighbors have done, and I'm one of those neighbors, what they have done is they have formed an organization called Stand Up Redding. And I invite you, I encourage you to invite Jason to come down and speak to you.
And we've talked about that. We'll have Jason on because on July the 30th, when we're doing the town hall meeting, he wants to get everybody in town, the businessmen and everybody that's been touched by crime, to show up at the town hall meeting that Chief Paletti's having.
Okay, excellent, excellent.
So that's one of the things, okay?
The other thing I want to mention to you, and this is by way of comparison, and I'm not making any value judgments here, mm-hmm. but I want to point out to you and your audience that Sheriff Basinko, for a number of years now, has formed the Citizen Volunteer Patrol, where in each of the districts, in each of these communities, citizens have bonded together and they go out and patrol. And by way of example, they've had over 150 volunteers participate in crime prevention in those areas. The question is, why can't we replicate that in the city of Reading? The sheriff provides them with vehicles, with driver training, with instructions,
I know in Cottonwood that this works.
Yes,
the Cottonwood
exactly.
Volunteer Patrol. The fact is, this is one of the things that one of the candidates said, I think Patrick Jones, is to put reserve officer, whatever right. you want to call this thing, out there with the police cars and all that. But I think one of the okay, do your last one because I have another question for this. Well, you said there's three. Okay,
what's the third one? The third one is on Friday. I attended the AOP graduation. AOP stands for Addicted Offender Program. I think that graduation is a sterling example of how people in the right environment can turn their lives around, can vacate a life of criminality into becoming productive citizens.
Yeah, so rehabilitation has got to be all part of this too. So
absolutely
we've got to be
correct.
Citizens and citizens helping. I think Citizens on Patrol. I hate to call it like that because but because of the movie, and then rehabilitation programs put together. I look at one of the major problems of Dave is this.
Okay,
is we have more police, more sheriffs. I mean, if we get more.
Okay,
and then that's going to lead us into tax. Where do we put them?
Oh, the criminals once they're convicted?
Tom tells me, and I've gone through the jail, I'm sure you have too.
Right.
Who do you turn loose? And they gave me the three files.
Yep.
And I'm saying, wow, who do you turn loose? Well, it turns out the one I thought you'd keep forever is the one they turn loose because he's not a threat to go into your home.
Right.
Okay, we're filled up there. It's going to take us three more years
to build
the new
medium
jail.
Security.
The medium security.
Yeah,
and,
right.
and he's made that a module thing so he can kind of grow on that. What do we do for 3 years?
Well, I think there are several alternatives. One, I think we can – and I'm speaking from the perspective of a layperson. But these things kind of make sense to me, and I think they make sense to the average person. Number one, why can't we expand our electronic monitoring program? Why can't we have people – and we do this now, but why can't we expand the program where we send these folks out under supervision to accomplish productive work activities? Let me give you an example.
Okay, so they'd have the GPS bracelet on them,
yep.
and then you pick them up and they clean the streets.
Right.
But
whatever
you have them
by
do.
Way of example.
And people have come up with ideas like – and every idea is good. But it always goes back to, what if they say no? In other words, I'm not going to do that.
Well, do they have the latitude of saying no, Carl?
Well,
I don't know the answer to that.
I think I know the answer only because I hear it from the sheriff and the chief and other people. They can say no because they know the crime they've committed doesn't put them in jail.
Yeah.
So maybe
yeah.
they can make a special dispensation that says, okay, but if you turn down this work program, we are going to put you in jail. But then you let somebody else out. And I think the crux of the whole thing is that we've got too many criminals for the space we have. And that's what I'd like – that's one of the things that I haven't heard anybody addressing. Everything else is good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've heard them from all week long with the city council candidates.
Okay.
Brent Weaver had ideas. Everybody's got ideas, and they're all great ideas.
Well, but, Carl, in the alternative, do you just give up?
No.
Hell no,
no
we
no,
don't
no.
give up.
No, no, you've got to do everything. It's got to be 5, 10, 12, 13 plans. I don't care.
Right.
But they've, you know, I think, and this is something we've talked about. We're going to get to on after the break. But one of the things that we've talked about is: do we need more police and sheriffs? And if so, is it worth a tax raise?
Okay, let's come back to that.
So. And then I want to talk homeless.
Okay.
I want to talk homeless daycare centers.
Right.
And two things that you brought up, I'm going to let you bring them up.
Right.
My friends, the when I invited the supervisor on, it was to discuss crime in this, and he's that's what he wants to discuss. We're going to other discussion topics. Maybe for a later time.
Okay.
And I'd really like to have that happen,
sure.
too. We'll be right back. Dave Keogh is our guest. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
You know you make me want to shout. Kick my heels up and shout. Throw my hands up and shout. Throw my head back and shout. Come on now. Don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Teach your children well. Their fathers hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14. I was just sitting there watching and listening. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. Linda's a little bit under the weather today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. What can you say except you take a step back in time? I'm heading down there today. And get great haircuts, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Man's Last Stronghold. You just got to love that. There at Cypress Square. And down in Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from the subway shop. Head on down there. You will not be sorry. Our guest is Supervisor David Kehoe. To answer the questions that are coming through on the chat room, is discussions is on crime, business, homeless, and that. That other questions concerning both chemtrails and sure. State of Jefferson will be addressed at another time. We've talked about it. I think, you know, my personal opinion is that your answer is a good answer, and I think that people need to hear about what the discussions were on the State of Jefferson and the chemtrails, because there were some things that were in the paper that were wrong. But that is not what we agreed to.
Okay.
All right. So I'm living up to my end of the agreement.
Thank you.
It's an honorable thing to do. Okay. Now there's just two quick some questions about the idea of the police vehicles and all this. They're asking if the city of Reading agreeable and able to do the needed maintenance on the cars of the Citizens Volunteer Program. I realize you're not with the city, but does the sheriff provide all the maintenance and everything for it? So,
yes.
In the city, are they going to ensure these volunteers through the volunteer program that is now in place for city volunteers, but you have volunteers for the
right,
county?
Right.
How do y'all handle that?
It's a formal arrangement. We do not, the sheriff does not release people on these sort of, well, that's the wrong word, does not engage these people unless they receive adequate training. They right. understand clearly what their responsibilities are. And Carl, it works very well.
Are they insured, though? I mean, if something happened to them, like you would be?
Sure.
I mean, okay, that's the question. No, I understand they'd be that, but their questions were, are the cars going to be maintained, and are they going to be insured right. under a volunteer program thing?
Yeah. And, okay. And I make the assumption, but I'm gonna talk to Tom about that, but I would think they are, because in other situations, they are.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because that would be, I mean, if somebody throws a rock through the window, smacks them in the head.
Yeah.
It seems to me is that since they're volunteering to help us, that we might want to cover that.
Sure.
All right. Let's go on to we were talking about crime. Now, but you've got to look at the whole picture.
Right.
In crime. And I know you've got a couple of things here that you know, things that have to be addressed. And then that'll lead us into the next one on taxes and the homeless
sure,
and all these other
sure,
things. So
sure. Well,
what needs to be addressed here besides just the fact they're walking up and down the streets?
Yeah. Carl, pursuant to our sidebar conversation we had during the commercial, there are two elements to this from my standpoint. Number one is there has to be consequences to criminal activity. Just like in families, if a child makes an error, there are consequences to that. So number one, consequences. Number two, as you pointed out, we've got to become engaged in some sort of rehabilitation program to see if we can't turn this around. The recidivism rates are sky high. That tells me, and I'm sure it tells the members of your audience, that something's not working here. So there's two elements to that. Do I think that we have all of the answers? No, I don't. But I think we have to work in that direction. And so I think that there's opportunities for us to do that. We could go over the litany of reasons why.
No, there's hundreds.
Right.
Hundreds.
Why people are engaged in this type of activity.
Well, one of the things we've always talked about here with all the different experts who've come through here is you break the cycle and you break it when they're like six. And, you know, they're talking about
right.
spousal abuse, all these things. You have to break the cycle. And this is a generational thing. This is the 100-year war that we're, you know, that
okay.
you need to do. I mean, if you got to
okay.
look at it like this, this is not something you can do for a year. This has got to be something from the time a child is four to the time he's an adult. And either however we decide to do that.
Right.
I mean, we can't just do it for a year and expect it to work. So I'm agreeing.
Right. Okay.
All right. Now, the sales tax.
Okay.
We're talking about crime. Now, the city of Reading has brought up the fact of, in fact, Rick Bassetti did, the mayor, about a sales tax, half-cent sales tax, and that this is going, and it will go strictly to public safety, and it's going to take a three-quarter approval rating.
Is it three-quarter or two-thirds?
Two-thirds, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. Two-thirds approval rating.
Right.
It needs four votes to get it on
right.
the ballot.
Right.
It needs, and I'm not sure they're going to get it. So the swing vote, it looks like, is Gary Catt right now.
Okay.
Would you be in support of something like this?
Absolutely. Under, Carl, certain specific conditions that I'd like to outline.
Okay.
But number one, I think it's critically important to define what the question is. The question is the city council going to give Carl and Linda Bott and David Keough the opportunity to vote yes or no on this proposal? That's what the question is. It's a question of opportunity. In my mind, and I sent a memo to the Reading Chamber, and I outlined that I would be supportive of the sales tax initiative under the following conditions. Number one, I think there has to be an expiration date or a sunset date for the tax increase to clearly be defined and approved by the voters. I am not in favor of blank check government.
Yeah, an open-ended one. No, neither
am I. I am not in favor of that. Yeah. Number two, I think there has to be specific public safety activities to be determined by location and jurisdiction. The public has to know what they're getting for the money they're spending.
So you're talking about a specific plan.
Yes.
Okay.
Number two, I think there has to be specific outfits, measurable results that are established in advance and are evaluated by an ad hoc citizens committee.
All right, let's talk about the citizens committee.
Okay.
You mean a citizens committee for this or a citizens committee for police?
Now, that's two different questions.
Okay.
But in this situation, I'm talking about the city council in concert with other organizations mm-hmm. such as the chamber establishes this ad hoc commission to evaluate results.
Okay.
And
now, so at the end of this time, let's say it's a year, we've done this for a year, we're not getting results, does the tax end right then?
I think it has to come to the public, and I think that experimental period can be shortened. Let's say it's – personally, I would keep it only for 3 years and have this ongoing evaluation going on. And if there aren't specific outputs, then why are we funding it?
Well, I think the idea of having a sunset on it is a good idea. And the fact is okay, we're going to give this 3 years to work, see what happens at the end of it. And you're doing studies all the way through it with committees and outside organizations that may need that. And then at the end of 3 years – you can either vote for another vote to go forward with it,
right.
or we stop
right.
it.
And the most important, Carl, is this. I think there has to be a high level of accountability.
Yeah.
Who's responsible for results? Is it the sheriff? Is it the police chief?
It's got to be both of them.
Is it the city manager?
This has got to be what I talk about is synergistic effects with people working together. It does no good if three out of the four important people, are working, they're all pulling forward and the other one's pushing back. This has got to be something they all get together on.
I want to throw out another idea. Do we have time?
Finish this one because the question's in here about sales tax and the crime on here.
Okay. The other thing is, Carl, I've talked to the sheriff. I've talked to others. We provide a high level of service to tourists that come to our area that stay up there on Hilltop and other jurisdictions. Why doesn't this sales tax extend to TOT? Why don't we raise the TOT also by a half cent? We're going to have a plebiscite anyway. Why not give people the opportunity to say, yeah, it really makes sense that tourists to our area should help support.
Dave's coming across the table here. Okay. No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay.
So why not extend it?
Why not take – I think everybody needs to be looked at on this.
Right.
Everything. Okay, let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning. Do you have a question for Supervisor Keough?
Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, listen, I hate to be the one that pins the tail on the Board of Supervisors and the sheriff 2.5, 3 years ago, I think. They had a chance in a state grant of $30 million to build another 300-bed jail that would have been nearing completion at this time. Everybody, frustrated and no place to put these people, but the mistake was made on your board and your watch, Mr. Kehoe, 3 years ago when you guys voted down because of the cost of maintenance and operation, and now we're facing the problems we are, and if we would have had that jail nearing completion, we would have solved the problem. I'll take my answer off the air.
Thanks, Billy Bob.
Billy Bob, thank you for that question. Number one, I don't agree it was a mistake. I think that there were funds available at the state level. The difficulty from a local perspective is we didn't have the operational cost. We would have had to strip our budget bare to provide funding to make this a reality. As it turned out, there was a much better opportunity that came up in the medium security jail. So we're moving in that direction. You know, it's great, and I understand Billy Bob's observation. This is a high priority with us. We fund it to a great extent, but we have to fund it in a responsible manner.
Is it time for the city? I've asked about this, about the city help funding it, and they said that the sales tax from the city, there's some of it comes to the county already to fund jails and the cost of the county jail is. Do you agree with that?
As you know, Carl, we undertook an impact study mm-hmm. with the city of Reading to help fund certain activities that are beneficial to all residents of the county, specifically some of those in the city. And after initial enthusiasm for this, the city was not in a position to support some of those impact fees.
Okay.
I look forward to an area of increased cooperation with the city of Reading. Got outstanding people over there.
I would like you all. I would like both of you. You know, both groups right. to work as a unit here to help. I know you don't. I mean, really. I mean, and I think in many cases you all do.
Right.
But and that's going to be something I want to talk about when we get back.
Sure.
But Charles, hang on till after the break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
I'm ready.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It is 8:50 in the morning, gosh, here on Monday, July the 21st. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know, John Bastiani feels strongly about crime in the city here. Two people that were mugged, he has offered free concealed carry courses for them and a free gun to carry. Of course, they have to pass the background check and all that. It isn't just anybody. You want to help out with this? You want to make sure that people are protected? If you just want to go down and find some really good guns at great prices, good firearms at great prices and super customer service. And you go see John Bastiani and his staff at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give him a call at 222-8222. Our guest is Supervisor Dave Kehoe, First District. And let's go to the phones. Charles, do you have a question for Mr. Kehoe?
Well, this is more of a observation about the newly proposed sales tax initiative, and that is that if the lion's share of the money, if we're going to have a sales tax increase, the lion's share of the money raised ought to go toward, you know, keeping the recalcitrants in custody. And at the moment, that's going to mean out-of-county beds, and because, you know, if they will not go along with whatever programs we offer them, then
there has to be a punishment.
You know, then, you know, there has to be a hammer and sickle at the ready, and that's going to be out of county beds, and that can, and so if the lion's share of the sales tax increase does not go toward that, then what are we doing?
Okay, Charles, thanks a lot.
Charles, thank you for your observations. I don't think anybody will disagree with them in this respect, that there needs to be consequences to criminal activity. And as you know from attending many of our meetings, that currently our Sheriff Tom Basenko is exporting prisoners to other jurisdictions because of the limited capacity of our jail. So I think that's one observation that has to be brought forth to the City Council. They've got to explain, as we discussed earlier, what are the specific consequences should this tax be approved by the electorate?
Okay, I want to move on. We only got a few minutes here, Dave. One is we were talking about sharing of duties between city and county.
Right.
You already do it with the dispatcher.
Right.
You'd mentioned a couple others that I thought, well, that makes sense. The part about police and the sheriff.
Yeah, I think there are opportunities. Carl, as we discussed before the program, the idea had been surfaced that why don't we have a joint public safety facility with the City of Reading and the County of Shasta? People hold an expectation that we do things, we conduct our business in an effective and efficient fashion. So the idea was brought up to the chiefs and the sheriff. There was very little support for that sort of activity. But that is not to say that in the future there may be other opportunities for us to cooperate to provide the highest level of public safety that we can for our citizens. And I think we ought to encourage that dialogue.
I think there's got to be ways that we can combine other services besides
right.
just police services, too.
You bet. You absolutely
correct. You know what? We've had to do it everywhere because you don't have the people or the money. That I'm surprised that the city and the county is not taking a look and say, you know what? We can all do this together.
Right on.
The other thing, too, is you wanted to talk about you said that there was an REU commission then.
Oh, yes. Yes. It seems to me, Carl, somewhat incongruous that city council established an electrical commission. I don't know what the technical name is. It Mike Quinn next door is a member
He'll
of that.
He'll be on. Mike Quinn tomorrow will be our guest to talk about that.
As we discussed at the top of the program, the number one concern of citizens of Reading, and for that matter Shasta County, is safety, personal and community safety. Therefore, wouldn't it behoove the city council, and for that matter, the county of Shasta, to establish a police commission, a group of objective, impartial citizens who could provide advice to the city council, to could provide evaluation as results? It seems natural to do it, and in many communities do have that.
Would you support one for the sheriff's department, too?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So this is not just a
city
council.
Absolutely. The other observation I had, Carl, and we talked about it, I'm going to be brief, is it seems to me there is value in the community establishing expectations as far as public safety is concerned. You know, we read in the newspaper and on these broadcasts what the police department, what the sheriff can do. Wherever have you seen community expectations outlined as to what we expect for our public safety departments? After all, we're the ones that are paying for it.
Well, there is a public safety plan, and I think that a lot of people don't read. This is headed up this community policing program type thing.
Yeah.
It's got the sheriff and the chief and the district attorney. I'm not sure if Larry Lees is on or not, but I know Tracy is from the probation department.
It's the community corrections
committee.
Right. It's germane to AB 109.
Right.
What I'm talking about is a broader document where you, I, Bob, can outline what we expect from our public safety departments.
Well, I think that's a good idea. The problem is you're going to need to get somebody that's going to sit down and write that.
Well, Carl, I think I'm looking at the guy that's going to take leadership.
No.
I certainly would be willing to help on it.
Well, let's go back to but you're right. I agree that we need something like this. We've got – okay, talking about business, let me run over here one last thing is the homeless daycare center that has been brought up. Now, it impacts on the city and county on this.
Yes.
What's your thoughts on this one? Are you for it or against it?
I haven't crystallized my thoughts on it. I'm aware of the dichotomy that exists. There are those in our community that feel an obligation. I think it's a well-placed obligation that we should help people in need. There are others that believe that if we establish a homeless center, even a daycare center for homeless people, that will serve as a magnet.
To bring more.
Yeah.
Your gut feeling, though?
I don't have a gut feeling on it, Carl, although I will tell you that it bothers me greatly to see families out on the street during high temperatures and inclement weather that are camped out without any basic provisions. I mean, that bothers me. I don't know what the answer is, and I'm going to rely on people that have a greater understanding on homelessness.
Do you agree with the don't give handouts to people? You know, in other words, they have that campaign going. When people are out begging, you just don't give them money or anything like that. Give your money to Good News Rescue Mission or One Safe Place.
Here's my experience, Carl, and you'll smile at it. I was Sunday a couple of weeks ago. I was going north on Pine Street, right there at North Valley Bank. There was a guy up there with a sign on Sunday morning said, need money for food. So I pulled over and I talked to him and I said, here's what I'll do. If you want to walk down the street 3 or 4 blocks to Corbett's, I will buy you breakfast or anything you want since you're hungry. His response was, thank you, but I don't want to give up this corner because it's too good.
Too good. All right. Dave, thanks for coming. No, I mean, I've heard that before. I see him shuffling through.
I'm sure you have.
This sign is working better than this sign. You know, I've become a homeless vet now. Thanks for coming on. A lot of the, you know, of course, people want to talk about State of Jefferson and the chemtrails. I hope that you'll come back on
again.
I'll look forward to it. And so we can discuss this at least partially during it, that people do have a lot of questions about that. And I think that you and, well, Les Baugh is coming on too.
Okay.
And I know Les will probably get questions like that also. Tomorrow. And thanks for being on.
Carl, thank you for your hospitality.
Thanks for the things you do for our county.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Mike Quinn, running for city council, will be on. Wednesday will be the chief of police. We've got a lot of things happening this week. Carl Lindabad, KCNR 1460. There's so much going on in our community that needs to be addressed, and this seems to be it's coming now. There's going to be an epicenter here, and with maybe the city council and the board of supervisors and other people that are involved in this, we can get our arms around this. Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Pro-Russian rebels continue to interfere with the work of international experts trying to investigate the Malaysian jetliner crash in Ukraine. That's according to President Obama, who says the rebels are keeping investigators from full access to the site of the crash.
The separatists are removing evidence from the crash site, all of which begs the question, what exactly are they trying to hide?
And Mr. Obama says the rebels have also been removing bodies from the crash scene.
Oftentimes, without the care that we would normally expect from a tragedy like this. And this is an insult to those who've lost loved ones.
Saying Moscow has extraordinary influence over the separatists, Mr. Obama is urging Vladimir Putin to force the rebels to stop hindering the investigation. Later today, the UN Security Council votes on a resolution demanding that investigators be given full, unfettered access to the crash site. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arsen